Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to D&K Bible Break on this lovely Monday, January 31st, 2022. Tonight, I am solo on this evening. So, I'm not going to be long. I don't have my main side piece, my main side part to push me along. So I'm going to be doing this thing by myself with the help of the Lord, of course. So tonight, I'm just going to talk about, different things that we go through, which I like to call just, the processes of life. So before I get started, I'm going to go ahead and open up us up in prayer. And if anybody's listening, if you can keep Elder Taylor, who's one of our elders at our church, in your prayers. Also, Sister Winsome, she is a person that's dear to my heart, and she listens in every time we go on. So, and she's a great friend. Keep her in your prayers as well as she's recovering from COVID. All right. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you tonight. First of all, asking you to remove anything that's within me that is not edifying and lifting up of your name. Lord, I ask that you just let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Lord, I ask that you just give me the words to say on tonight. Let it be uplifting to your people. Let it be a self-examination for your people. Lord, we praise you and we thank you for what you're going to do on tonight. We ask that you continue to lead and guide us as we walk this walk, as we live out this life according to your will. All these things we ask in your precious son's name. Amen. So tonight, I'm just going to give like some examples of some processes that I found here in the Bible that I'm sure we all can relate to. So a couple of examples of different types of processes that we go through. I know at one point in my life, I was doing like a job search because I wasn't happy with the job that I was at. And when I say I did a job search, I put myself out. I did it so many places online. I just spent like days just sending my resume here, there. Anything that sounded like it was a place for me to fit, I put my name everywhere. And so by doing that, it was a process. It didn't happen overnight. I even got a call for a job that I wanted, and I went. I didn't pass one part of the test, and I cried, and I'm like, I really wanted that job, and the schedule was great, and the pay was okay, and the Lord said no. So I had to wait. And the blessed thing is that was almost 7 years ago, and the blessed thing about it is he put me in a better job, better pay, and I've been able to work from home for the last 7 years. So the Lord is awesome. We may not like the process. We may not understand the process, but if we trust him during the process, things will be okay. Another example that I was thinking about, during a pregnancy of a woman, you have first, second, third trimester. That's the process that a female has to go through in order for that child to be brought forth. So that's a process. Child rearing is a process. You're rearing your child from the moment they're born all the way up. And even as adults, you don't stop doing for your children, even your grown children. It's a process, and it's something that we all do. We all encounter. Even when you talk about cooking and baking, baking is a process. I like to bake. I'm not too big on all of the exact measurements, but I do know some things you have to do exactly the way that it tells you to do it, or it's not going to come out right. Now, if you tell me, go ahead and make some cornbread, I'm going to throw a little bit this, a little bit that, and I know that it's going to come out right because I've done it so many times. And so a lot of the times we can go through processes in life where it seems like as long as drawn out, and it just seems like it's never ending. Also, we can go through processes in life where we've been there, done that, and we kind of know the outcome. So it's easier to endure the process because we know what to expect. Now, almost everything or every experience in life, you know, there is a process. We just can't, you know, snap our fingers and it's done. You know, many of the things that we go through take preparation, patience, prayer, as well as, you know, some things naturally progress. So it's not like something that, again, like I said, you can just snap your fingers and it's done. We live in a right now society. We all know that. I remember when the microwaves were coming out when I was younger, and it's like you don't stand in front of it, all the radiation. They had all these stories about what could happen if you stood in front of the microwave. And but as a young youth, I was excited about using a microwave. You mean my stuff can get done that quick? I can just put it in there and it's already warm. So the right now sensation was a thrill. And even as adults, a lot of the things that we deal with, that right now sensation is a thrill to us. You know, we don't think that things should take a long time, even though things oftentimes do take a long time. And sometimes we don't even want to go through it. It's like, man, if I got to go through all that just to get it, that's how some of our attitudes are. It's not worth it, and I'm not going through it. And I remember when I was coming up, you know, my aunt, her and her husband, they took me fishing one time. And I was so excited. My aunt packed us a lunch. At that time, I was into roast beef with rye bread and Swiss cheese. I was so into that. And I was so excited because that's what she was packing for our lunch. And I'm like, okay, we're going to go fishing and we're going to have fun. And we're sitting there. We went to a place in our hometown. It's called Mosquito Lake in Trumbull County, Ohio. And Mosquito Lake, you know, there was a lot of mosquitoes there. So it wasn't a place where you would say, oh, I want to go there, because you're going to get ate up regardless. But it was exciting because I'm going fishing with my aunt and uncle. So we go fishing and I'm sitting there and I'm like, this is so boring. We were just sitting there. I said, this is boring. I don't think I like this. It took so long. And my uncle was like, we just got to wait for the fish to bite. We got to wait for the fish to bite. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is taking too long. And I found out that I didn't like fishing. Too long of a process. But what I did know is that after we left from fishing and we went home, they got that newspaper out. They started scaling those fish and cutting this and that and, you know, cleaning the fish. Then they started frying the fish. And when the fish was done and it came out that hot pan with some hot sauce and a slice of bread, that was all I needed. So it wasn't worth the wait for me. But in the end, the process wasn't worth it to me, but the end results was worth it, if I could say it that way. And I learned a lot that I did not like fishing. I didn't need to do the lake part. I didn't need to go there, but I did like the ending, and that was when it was time to eat. So I knew to trust the process. When they got back home, I knew it was going down. So I don't think – I may have went fishing one more time after that, but fishing is not something that I wanted to do. But as an adult right now, I'm looking at it like I wouldn't mind just going and sitting, and it seems relaxing. But for a kid, it was not relaxing and it was not fun. So I was thinking about that, and I'm like, you know, some things do take a little bit longer, but the outcome is great. And, you know, there are many stories in the Bible that required people to trust God along the way. Require them to trust his process. For example, you know, the Battle of Jericho, which you can find in Joshua 6, verses 1 through 21, when the Lord instructed Joshua to have his army march around the city once a day for 6 days straight. And, you know, the soldiers, they played their trumpets, and the priests carried the Ark of the Covenant. All of this was going on, and they were marching around. They did this once a day for 6 days straight. Now, I'm sure some people onlookers were looking at them like they were crazy. And maybe even some of the soldiers was thinking, okay, I don't know what Joshua's got us doing, but they trusted Joshua because Joshua trusted the Lord. So they did what Joshua said. They marched around the city, those walls, for those 6 days, once a day. On the seventh day, Joshua instructed them to march around the walls of Jericho 7 times. So on the seventh day, they marched around 7 times, not once, but 7 times. And when they went around that seventh time, the walls of Jericho fell. And they were able to, you know, overtake the land. Now, these walls weren't ordinary, you know, 2x4s, ordinary walls that we see. They weren't these just ordinary, like your house would be built on these kind of walls. They weren't those kind of walls. They were massive walls. And they're massive stones. So if you can imagine, like, large, massive stones falling down on that seventh day. Now, in this life, we may have massive walls. We may have massive problems, massive circumstances. And it seems that day after day, you know, year after year, we're going through the same thing. It doesn't look like anything's changing. Your situation is staying the same. You're praying, you're fasting, you're doing all of this, but it doesn't look like your situation is changing. And you may not understand, like, what is going on? I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And it just seems like your situation is stuck. And I'm sure a lot of us have felt like, you know, okay, Lord, what's going on? Why is this taking so long? I'm not talking about, oh, I've been waiting for 2 days. No, I'm saying year after year, you've been praying for your family members. You've been praying for their salvation, and it just seems like they're going the opposite way. You've been praying for your marriage. You've been praying for your job situation to change. You've been searching for a job. You've been looking. It's like, Lord, why am I going through all of this? Why? And you feel overwhelmed. Like, what's going on? But the thing about it is, you need to trust God in the process. Just like the Joshua and the army walking around the walls of Jericho, it didn't happen on day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, day six. Just go with me. This may be your, and you may be going into day seven, and the walls could be just about to fall down, but you give up before you get to that point. You have to trust God no matter what. You got to keep marching. You got to know that God hears you. And you also need to ask him, Lord, what do I need to get in this situation? What are you trying to show me? And maybe he's not trying to show you. Maybe he's trying to show somebody else. So just know that God will never leave you nor forsake you. He is right there with you. If you're obeying his commandments and you're walking this life according to what his scripture says, God listens. God hears you. So just trust his process and trust that, you know, there is an end date that's coming. The Lord has a plan that will not fail. So just trust his process. And again, that was Joshua 6, 1 through 21. When you get a chance, go ahead and read about the walls of Jericho. You know, you may have a situation going on in your life, and you may need to, you know, look at this particular story. Another story that I was looking at was found in Genesis. You can actually start at chapter 37 and read it all the way through 47. And this is about Joseph, you know, one of the 12 tribes of Israel. Son of Jacob, and he was sold into slavery by his brothers. You know, his brothers were jealous of him. You know, his dad made him the coat, or gave him the coat with the many colors, so he was looking fly. And, you know, they was jealous of him. He had kept having these dreams, and they didn't like, you know, the way Joseph was coming across. And sometimes you can't tell everybody what's going on, because there are people who are going to be haters, And they don't want you to have more than what they have. So sometimes it is best to just be quiet and do what the Lord is telling you to do. And I'm sure Joseph, he was young. He may not have even understood the magnitude of what he was telling his brothers. He was just sharing with them his dream. But, you know, they were jealous. And through Joseph's early years from age 17 to age 30, you know, he experienced many things. He went through a lot, including being falsely accused by Potiphar's wife. And, you know, he was in prison for that. And he could have been angry. He could have been like, you know what, everybody against me. He could have had a boo-hoo moment, a woe is me moment, and why me moment. He could have had all of those moments like we tend to have, because we don't understand why we got to go through this and somebody else is not going through this and we didn't do nothing wrong. You know how we do. Joseph could have did all of that, family against them and why they hating on me. And, you know, he could have had all these different types of emotions going on. Now, the scripture doesn't tell us, oh, Joseph felt this way or Joseph felt that way, but it does show that Joseph, regardless of what he went through, he stayed faithful to what the Lord was having him do. And his plan, because of his plan, the Lord's plan for Joseph's life, Joseph ended up ruling Egypt for over 80 years, because he trusted God. Even after being in prison, he trusted God, that God had a purpose. His story didn't end when he went to prison. And we can all learn from Joseph to trust God, you know, because everything he went through was ordained by God to ensure the survival of Egypt and the surrounding countries. And, you know, we can learn the value of forgiveness, because he had to forgive his brothers, even though they hurt him. He had to forgive them. His misfortunes, he ended up in prison for no reason because some woman wanted to tell stories on him. You know, he still had the right attitude during all these difficult times. He kept the right attitude. And it's important, you know, sometimes it's not easy for us to keep the right attitude. You know, earlier today, I woke up and I was so tired when I got up and I had to go out before my kids went to school. And I'm like, can you say good morning? There's no good morning. Ma, I need to do. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. And I snapped. And I'm like, you know what? It wasn't right for me to snap. But it's like, can you say good morning? Can you just not bum rush me with asking me what can I do? So I got a little frustrated. And, you know, sometimes my attitude is not the best. Sometimes I get frustrated because it's like, okay, leave me alone and let me go do what I got to do. But in all things, there is a process. So by me doing that, it's like, okay, what am I teaching my kids? That it's okay to just fly off and be mad. And no, there's a process. So in that, that's a training and teaching situation where I had to come back and be like, you know what, let me check myself, because that was wrong. I didn't have to come at you like that because I was tired. There is a lot of things that we go through that may make us feel overwhelmed, may make us feel tired, not even just in our bodies, but mentally you can feel tired and drained. It's important to just keep remembering God's got you. God's got you. He got you. Just keep going. Keep going. Trust the Lord. He's going to work it out. Because you know what? The enemy, that God has set in place, he's trying to disrupt things. He's trying to stir things up. He's just trying to destroy you, period, point blank. He just wants to destroy you. The Bible says he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. That's what he wants to do. And the good thing is, as children of God, he can't touch us. He has to get permission from God to do everything that he does. So in your life, he can only do what you give him permission to do. He doesn't have authority unless you give it to him. He doesn't rule and reign in your life unless you give him the power to do so. But as children of God, we know that God has all the power. So we need to continue to give all the glory to God. Because at the end of the day, God will be glorified. He will be held to the highest of the highest if we trust his plan. But you got to trust it, and you got to trust the process. You got to know that no matter what comes, no matter what goes, no matter who stays, any of you have to trust what the Lord is doing. If you have somebody in your life and the Lord is telling you, okay, maybe you need to ease away from that situation, ease away from that situation. God knows what he's doing. Listen to what the Lord is telling you to do. Trust his process. Because in the end, you win. If you follow what he's telling you to do, you're going to win. Trust the Lord. And I know you're like, it's easier said than done. When you're in a situation, you just want to hurry up and get through it. We all want to hurry up and get through it, but we do need to ask the Lord, what do you want me to get out of this situation? What are you trying to show me? What am I supposed to learn? Not only for yourself, but for somebody else. You may be in this situation so that way when the next person goes through it, you will be able to offer them a light to let them know, hey, I've been there, done that, and you can give them, you know, some encouraging words because you've already been through it. And like I said, I'm not going to be here before you too long tonight, so I'm going to go, let me see. Okay, Daniel, let's talk about Daniel. Daniel chapter 6. And this is, you know, the story of Daniel and the lion's den. We all know this story. Now, Daniel was a trustworthy administrator of the king. And he was a follower of the laws of God. And, you know, Daniel had some people around him, some other administrators around him, who they wasn't feeling Daniel. And they said, you know what, we're not going to be able to trip him up. Because he's always praying to his God. Let's go to the king and have the king set a decree that nobody can bow before any other gods besides the king. So they went to the king, and they said everyone could only pray to the king and no other gods. And if they did, king, make their fate the lion's den. And so the king is like, okay, so he put the order in place. And he gave the order, and guess what Daniel did? He still went to his quarters. He prayed three times a day like he'd been doing. And when I was reading, I was like, well, he's just doing it in their face. Like, what? Like, what? He didn't really care. He was doing what he was supposed to be doing, praying to the Lord. And he didn't care who didn't like it. He didn't care who seen it. He was about his father's business. I'm like, okay, go ahead, Daniel. So here it is that these administrators, they want to be all mad. They go to the king and they let the king know, they tattletale on Daniel. And so the king didn't have no other choice but to, you know, throw Daniel into the lion's den because that was the decree. Now, I'm sure my mouth probably would have got me in some trouble. And it may have made the situation worse, you know, because I probably would have been yelling. You probably would have been yelling, screaming, kicking, and maybe even begging for your life so you wouldn't have to endure the lion's den. I'm sure you would have been like, but let me do this. And okay, I'm sorry, let me try this. And you know, we probably would have gave in. Prayerfully not, but I'm sure somebody may have gave in. A lot of us ain't that strong like we claim to be. We want to think that we would be strong in that situation, but only God knows if we're going to keep it real or if we're going to, you know, say, okay, I'm going to bow over here. So it's important to make sure you know who you're bowing to and don't succumb to the pressures of anything that's going on. Just do what God is telling you to do. The thing about Daniel, though, he trusted God wholeheartedly. He didn't even break a sweat. You know, he didn't break a sweat because he believed in the God that he prayed to. Do you believe in the God that you pray to? It's important to believe in the God that you pray to. It's important that I believe in the God that I pray to. That's the thing. Nobody can't tell me personally anything about God. You can't you can't stir me up to think otherwise about God. I'm not bowing before nobody. If I got to die right then and there, oh, well. I know where I'm going. For God I live and for God I die. Stand on that. And I pray that you're in that same situation, you would say the same thing. So, like Daniel, we should be able to keep the faith and trust God even when we're staring down the eyes of a hungry lion. Even when we're staring down the eyes of a hungry lion. That hungry lion could be anything out in these streets. It could be on the job. It could be even in your church. It could be in your house. I mean, you got to stand your ground and just trust God no matter what. Whatever that beast is in your life, you know, trust God to shut its mouth. Shut its mouth. It doesn't have any power. There's no power to overtake you. No power. The only power is the power and the authority that you give. And if you live in for Christ, you know the power and the authority belongs to God. It belongs to God. Nobody else has any power or authority over your life outside. Nobody should have any power or authority over your life outside of Christ. So trust God. Trust his plan. Trust his process in everything that you do. Just trust him. And, you know, I know things are hard for a lot of people, and sometimes it just doesn't seem fair, or, you know, that the only thing that seems to be going right is minimum. And everything that's going wrong just seems so grand. It's one thing after another. We're going through a lot of things. We have a lot of things going on in this world. But God is yet ruler. He is on the throne. Nothing is taking him by surprise. You know, we're living in the times where it just seems like people are prospering doing wicked things. They're just being wicked and evil and deceitful. I know a lot of these people that's doing all these schemes, and it's like, okay, your ride better than mine, but I know that you're running game and it's not right. So they think whatever process that they're doing, they're coming out on top. But in the end, they are going to lose if they don't turn over their lives to the Lord and repent and ask for forgiveness. You got to repent, you got to ask for forgiveness, and you got to trust that God will rule and reign, and his will be done. As a believer, his will be done in your life. So you need to just keep trusting him and stop looking for everything to just go away. Stop looking for everything to just be like, stop, I don't want to do it, I quit. Don't give up. Maybe the Lord wants you to stand flat-footed in that situation. You know, maybe he wants you to look to him and let his will be done in your life. You know, one moment, 1 hour, one day at a time. You know, ask him what he wants you to do in this situation. Ask him what you should learn in this situation. Ask him who you should share anything with in this situation. A lot of the times we go through things and we run our mouth to the wrong people. They're not even for us. They want to go tattletale. They want to go be gossipers and tell all your business. Be mindful of who you tell your business to. Trust God. Seek God. Ask God. If you need somebody to talk to, ask God to direct your path. Ask God to lead you to the right person or people. He will do it. A lot of the times, you know, we don't understand or we don't like the situations that we're in, and we're unable to see how or if the situation will work out. But tonight, I just wanted to come on and encourage you that, you know, whatever weapon the enemy has formed in your life, it will not prosper. God will get the glory. If you don't give up, keep pushing, keep praying, and rejoice in the outcome, because victory is yours. And you know why I know victory is yours? Because victory is the Lord. Victory belongs to God. You're a child of God, so the victory is yours. You can do all things through Christ because he gives you strength to do so. So I just wanted to come on here, encourage you to trust the Lord. Trust him with everything that you got. And when you don't feel like you got enough strength and you feel weak, guess what? He'll be there. He is there during your weak times. You just got to trust him and know that he'll never leave you nor forsake you. I do have three other scriptures I want to give to you tonight. So I'm going to go over those, the ones that I already went through. In your convenience, in your leisure time, whenever you feel like it, if you want to learn more about the walls of Jericho, you can find that in Joshua verses 1 through 21. You want to learn about Joseph, you can do that in Genesis 37 through 47. Now, that's not Joseph, and the same Joseph with Mary, just so you know. So we're talking about a different Joseph here. So you can learn a little bit more about Joseph there with his jealous brothers, but the beautiful outcome that the Lord did in Joseph's life. And then also Daniel in the lion's den. I know we all may feel like we in the lion's den at times, but you know what? The Lord closed the mouth of the lion. The Lord can close the mouths of all the lions in your life. He can close the mouths. You just got to trust him and stand flat-footed and know that he is God and he can do all things. He can do all things but fail. So the last three scriptures that I'm going to share with you, and I'm going to get out of here, but the last three scriptures are Hebrews 12 and 11. It says, no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. That was Hebrews 12 and 11. The other scripture is going to be Galatians 6 and 9. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we don't give up. Don't give up. Do not give up. Galatians 6 and 9. All right, the last scripture is going to be Colossians 3, verses 23 through 24. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for man. Since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward, it is the Lord Christ you are serving. Everything you do, do unto God, not for man. Make sure you do unto God, not for man, because when you do it unto God, you'll have a different view. You'll have a different outlook. You'll have a different attitude. When you do things for man, sometimes we might get in our feelings and we'd be like, no, I'm done. I'm cool. I don't need to do that no more. Do it unto the Lord. Do everything unto the Lord, because guess what? He's watching. And not only is the Lord watching, somebody else is watching. So be mindful of how you talk to people, how you treat people, your attitude, your demeanor. Pay attention to all of that. If you need help, ask the Lord to help you in those areas. He is willing and able. Trust him. Now, that's all I wanted to come on here and say for tonight. Join us again next Monday, 7 p.m. Then I have my hubby back with me, my helper. I'll have my helper back here with me on next Monday. So as far as our weekly schedule, please join us again tomorrow night here, same time, same phone number, for Praise Tabernacle Bible Study. I'm telling you, when you tune in, you will be fed. I love the way they break down the word, and it's like, oh, it's just so fulfilling. So tune in tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Also join us again on Sunday at 9 a.m. for Praise Tabernacle, a Sunday worship service. Again, earlier I did ask that you all pray for Elder Taylor, pray for Winsome. Ask that you pray for anybody else that's under the weather at this time. Pray that the Lord will touch their bodies from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet in Jesus' name. Also ask that you, if you have any prayer requests, if you have any testimonies, please send those to us. We would love to hear from you. The email that you can send it to is ptcforchrist@gmail.com. That's P for praise, T for tabernacle, C for church, forchrist@gmail.com. Please send the testimonies as well as any prayer requests there. So that being said, I thank you all for joining me on my solo for tonight, B&K Bible Break. I pray that something was said. I pray that you will take the time to look at the situation that you're in and ask the Lord what he wants you to learn in this process, in this time, in this season in your life. So that way we can all do better and be better, not only for ourselves, but for the people around us. All right, I'm going to close this out with prayer. And again, thank y'all for joining me on tonight. I ask that you pray for my husband. He is at work on tonight. And just pray for his strength and his body and his mind. All right, Father God, I come to you tonight just thanking you. Thank you for letting your will be done on tonight. I pray that something was said that was meaningful and touched the people that were listening. I pray that you just touch the minds of all your children, touch our hearts. Anything that's in our hearts that should not be, we ask that you remove it, Lord. Create in us a clean heart. Renew the right spirit within us, Lord. Let your will be done in our lives. Be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We lean not to our own understanding, Lord Jesus. We just trust you in everything that we do. We acknowledge you. We ask that you just let your spirit flow. Let your spirit flow, Lord. Help us to do better. Help us to be better, Lord Jesus. Because everything that we do, we pray that you will get the glory. Because it's not about us. It's all about you. We love you and we praise you and we honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. One more side note. I just remembered during my prayer, we do have another revival coming up at the end of February, and it is the last week of February, starting on that Thursday, the 24th through that Sunday. And the title of the revival is Now is the Time. And it's going to be our subject verse for that is going to be Romans 13, verse 11. So if you want to look at that, look at the whole chapter of Romans, but Romans 13, 11 is where we're going to be coming from. Ask that you continue to pray my strength in the Lord, and I pray for all of you. Thank you all for joining. Have a blessed night.